Oh, yeah. Mun Pen. Sinya. You. Come here. Where do you come from? Answer me, slave. Doloanen. Anyone who keeps staring at them will be executed. Now back to work. Ego. Who are you? Who is your lord? Who sent you here? Fine. Look, we can do this the easy way. I ask you some questions. You give me some answers. And I promise it will be over soon. Or we can do it the hard way. I'm sure you've heard stories. I'm sure whoever sent you to infiltrate told you they were exaggerated. I won't say they're not. No. You wouldn't believe me anyway. Besides, why should I care? Why should I tell you my methods when I can show you? So, tell me, slave. Do you choose a short and painless death? Or do I have to make you suffer until the very end? Not that I wouldn't enjoy it. I think you would make for some glorious torture. Now tell me, disgusting creature, what are you doing here? Oh. Really? I'm so glad you chose the hard way. There is obviously no way out of here. Not for you. And these are good times. Slaves are plentiful. So I can justify the waste. The only thing you can do now is try and reduce the amount of pain I will inflict on you. Right until your very last breath. What a shame. For a human, you are very attractive. They might not admit it. But we elves aren't immune to the charms of humans. A short adventure. And before anyone knows what happened, the kisses are gone. They fade away with the men behind them. Their lives as short as a winter day. I think it's the transience that makes humans so tempting. Dwarves. Humans. Even orcs. I almost feel bad for them. With such a short lifespan, they have barely enough time to understand what it means to truly live. Stop whimpering, slave! We haven't even started. Where do you come from? Tell me who would hire a weakling like you. That's why you're here. One who went to meet all three kinds of elves. So, you want me to believe that you left your home, traveled across land and sea, to do what? Meet some elves? I'm sorry, but I don't know what to say. You've met the wood elves, and instead of luring you to your death in their shitty forest, they showed you the way to their hated relatives. And after that, the high elves sent you straight out here, right into the banished lands, knowing you would either die or end up a slave. You think I don't believe you? No. I have no doubts about your stupid little story being true. My relatives have never been very... How do you call it when someone smiles at you but has... Hey, Kalmbar! Stupid human language. Makes no sense. Anyway, it is what it is. And if your story is true, then I'm wasting my time on you. What did you just say? By the Phoenix, what the hell is going on here? Usually this is the moment when people start begging. You know what? I respect that. You might be strange, but if this is your last wish, I will humor it. Let me guess. The wood elves told you almost nothing, while the high elves were too busy showing off their power and education to answer you properly. I am not surprised. All they do is talk. That's all they're good for. Politics. Disguising the truth. No, we don't. I see why outsiders might separate our race into three... Manarai Kombar! Ugh! Your language makes me sick. Separate us. You know what? Stop talking in between! I will come to that. Pitiful humans. So stupid and hasty. Where was I? Yes. How the whole world turned into what it is today. Now listen, fool. Many centuries ago, we elves stood strong and united. But then, Tura-Ota happened. Those who humans describe as the wood elves once left their home with prospects for a better life. Colonists? Is that what they've told you? Did you never ask why they are hiding deep inside the forest? Crammed together like animals. While the rich green grasslands we once created now make pathetic yields, inhabited by peasants. Shortly after the High Queen had sent ships east to colonize what humans and dwarves call the Old Lands, our races faced each other for the first time. And despite the fact we came in peace, or that we were the first to colonize the shores, we soon had to face the bitter truth. We weren't welcome there. The colonies even offered to share what was originally ours. But human greed knows no relent. War broke out between us and the humans who wanted the lands for themselves. The colonies were outnumbered. But they held, knowing the court would send reinforcements to avenge our people. But the Queen decided against it. She wanted to show greatness. Humanity isn't ready. One day, the humans will understand. And until then, we will not set a foot on their lands to ensure peace. She left our territory to an inferior race. She sentenced the colonies to death, sacrificed them for what she called a greater purpose. But she did not share their fate. That's high elf behavior. Hypocritical politicians. Honorless bastards. As the Black Guards founded what others called Dark Elf Society, it was among the first things we wrote into our laws. No matter what decision it will be, all ranks are equal. The king might be making the decisions, but he will always share his fate with his people. Thousands were slaughtered. Those who had the chance to escape retreated into the forest. Their descendants dwell there today. In the mortal world, they are called wood elves. We say they are betrayed souls. People who lost sense of what they once were. Or what they are supposed to be. The rightful rulers of this land! If it had been up to us, humans would be the ones hiding in forests. Just look at yourself. Your flesh is weak. Your reflexes are slow, and your mind is as clumsy as the one of a chicken, fixed only on pecking grain after grain after grain. Pathetic creatures, almost unworthy of existence. Yet powerful and influential. While we are scattered, nothing more than a shadow of our former glory. After the colonies had been wiped out, many of us looked for a way to achieve justice. and our society broke. Turaota. Civil war between those who stood behind the authority and those who demanded justice for the bloodbath. As punishment for our disobedience, we were banished, never again to set foot on our homelands. That's why we have to dwell on this barren landscape. That's why my people are divided. And that is the reason why I will now put an end to your worthless life. Because humanity did something to my people that I Ika! Suritula sendele tialo! Loiston. Apparently, it seems you are indeed no spy. Get up, you pathetic worm. Maybe you are still of use.